If elected, the Ontario Liberals would introduce a winter tire tax credit of $75 per tire across the province, plus another $25 per tire for the purchase of studded tires in Northern Ontario only. Ontario Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca made the announcement alongside Sudbury candidate David Farrow outside of Viper Auto Tinting and Auto Glass on Thursday. "We know that the safety of the traveling public is one of the core responsibilities the government has," Del Duca said, adding that Ontario's climate brings its own challenges. "The tax credit," he said, "combines that critical importance of road safety along with making life more affordable for the hardworking families of Sudbury and beyond." Farrow said the tax credit announcement was made outside of Viper Auto Tinting and Auto Glass because he has a personal connection to owners Robert and Corrine Huard and knows they could use a publicity boost. "It's really important for me, and as I move the campaign forward, that we're looking after the small businesses in Sudbury and beyond," Farrow said, adding that in addition to glass, the business specializes in tires. Corrine said that they appreciate the attention as business owners and that the proposed tax credit should help, because a lot of people don't get winter tires because they're considered too expensive. "The tax credit joins an existing provincial requirement that makes insurance companies provide motorists who use winter tires with discounts on their insurance, a plan the Liberals introduced and took effect January 1, 2016. Farrow received the Ontario Liberals' nod in April and said his campaign thus far has consisted of voter outreach, rebuilding the riding association and getting his name out there. Policy-wise, he said he has been focused on keeping seniors in their homes longer and retaining Greater Sudbury's post-secondary institutions, namely Laurentian University, which has been contending with financial hardships and dwindling enrollment. Del Duca said that although they don't have a full slate of candidates lined up in Northern Ontario, including the Nickel Belt Electoral District, they're working on it. On Wednesday, they nominated Tanya Vrabosch as the candidate for Nipissing.